This is the son of PCJ.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, The Happy Station Show. Keith Parent here with you for the next 55 minutes. So sit back, enjoy, and have a wonderful time listening to today's music. We also have some upcoming things that are taking place here at PCJ. And when I was putting together this week's show, I was thinking, what music should we focus on? And just by accident, just a couple of days ago, I received a CD in the mail of a contest that I entered at Radio Australia that I totally had forgotten about. And, well, it arrived, finally. And I thought, hey, actually, this is not a bad idea because it's all classic music from the 1980s. You know, Aha, Cyndi Lauper, etc., etc. So that's what today's music is. If it sounds at this very moment like I've just woken up and I haven't gotten my vocal cords into operation yet, well, there is a very good reason for that. Because right now, as we're doing this show, it's just after 7 o'clock in the morning, which is an unusual time for us to record. The reason for that, because I have a flight to catch in about 4 hours from now. And I'm not going to have any other time to do it, so we had to do it now, which is a pain, I have to say. I'm not a morning person in any way, shape, or form. I have done morning shifts in radio stations and absolutely deplored them. Anyway, we're going to begin with What a Feeling, and that's the kind of feeling that I have today. Irene Carr from the movie Flashdance.
Nothing but a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried silent tears full of pride in a world
we
Ah, yes. What a feeling, Irene Carr, from the soundtrack to the movie Flashdance. I came across something that I had totally forgotten about this past week. As I may have mentioned before, I have moved so many times over the last 20 years, so there's boxes that get packed up and just kind of stay there. nothing really happens to them, and I'm a bit too lazy to unpack them, thinking, well, what am I going to do with the stuff? Anyway, this past week, I was looking for something, and I remembered what box it was in because I have it written on the outside. So it's easy, of course, to remember which box it is. Opened it up, found what I was looking for. And then I realized this is not just an ordinary box. This is a treasure trove of things that I had totally forgotten about. And inside the box was a 45 RPM, a single. No, not a famous song or anything like that, but it was a single that was given to me in, get this, 1979. It was given to me by my grandfather, and it was a single that was put out originally in 1959 by the Hellercrafters Company. Now, for SWLs and DXs out there, you know who Hellercrafters is. They made fantastic radios and transceivers and everything else. And this was a promotion single that they put out. It has a running time of around 12 minutes, which is interesting because I totally forgotten about it, and it is really an audio window. That's the best way to describe it. An audio window of what shortwave was like in the 1950s. And we're going to be featuring this recording on an upcoming edition of Media Network Plus. But I thought that we would have a little teaser for you right now.
This is the sound of adventure, and I am Alex Dreyer, your man on the go, here to escort you on a most unusual trip around the fabulous, fantastic world of shortwave radio. Through the facilities and cooperation of the Hellercrafters Company, world's most respected name in communications, this limited edition recording will bring you a new dimension in history, in current events, in excitement and drama, the likes of which you may never before have experienced. So please turn on your imaginary shortwave set and join me now as we scan the bands for the voices of adventure, new words and new sounds. From outer space to Little America. Down here at Low America. From aircraft pilot to rock and roll. From a fishing boat captain to genuine Italian opera. Every sound authentically reproduced directly from actual shortwave broadcasts you might have heard in your own living room on a Hellercrafters shortwave receiver.
And that was just a little sampling of a single released in 1959 called The Amazing World of Shortwave Listening that was released by the Hellercrafters Company. And we're going to be featuring that recording on an upcoming edition of Media Network Plus. Speaking of Media Network Plus, this week's edition, we have two very interesting topics. First, Bob Zanotti is going to be joining us to talk about the ITU, or International Telecommunications Union. And then we're going to be doing a piece on Australia Network, which is Australia's 24-hour news channel, and the woes and troubles that they're facing. So that's coming up this weekend on Media Network Plus with Paulette McQuarrie and Dan Hensley. And, of course, myself. You can find out all the program details at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. We're going to have a little bit more music, and then I'm going to be telling you about something very special. Very special indeed. The only thing I will say right now before our next song is make sure your passport is in order. Here's Down Under, Men at Work on the International Happy Station.
A fight out combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
Before we listen to that, I told you about a contest that we are having, a contest that, well, I think you'll be overjoyed about. It's going to be for the 85th anniversary of the Happy Station Show, which takes place in March next year. The prize is, well, there's three prizes. Let's go the third, second, and then the first prize. The third prize is a Texan S2000 receiver going out to one lucky person. The second prize, a Sanjen ATS-909X going out to one lucky winner. And the first prize are two round trip tickets to Taipei, Taiwan from China Airlines, Taiwan's national carrier, and a week at the Radisson Hotel in Taipei, plus an ATS-909X, plus a Sanjen ATS-909X, and 15,000 NTDs, which is New Taiwan Dollars, which is around $500 US spending money. Yes, two tickets going out to two people. There are going to be, of course, some activities planned for the week that you or somebody else is here. They are going to be a visit to the 101 building, a day trip to Wulai, the historical hot spring area of Taiwan, a visit to the president's office, a visit to the National Palace Museum, and a visit to the National Radio Museum. The contest opens November 14th at midnight UTC and runs until March 16th, midnight UTC 2012. You can send your entries to the following email address, taiwan2012@pcjmedia.com. That's taiwan2012@pcjmedia.com. Now, there's, of course, two things that are important to include in the email. Three things. Your name, country, and phone number so we can contact you. The winners will be announced on a special live edition of Happy Station coming up in March 2012. You can find all the details on our homepage right now at www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. So, there you have it. Hopefully, it would be nice. Okay. All right. Let's now have some more music. We built this city, Starship.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me, I recognize my face. Say you don't. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the mambo, listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
We built this city on rock.
Starship, and we built this city here on Happy Station. If you wish to contact us with a request, idea, or suggestion for the program, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. This week has been absolutely horrible. Horrible in the sense of rain. It hasn't stopped raining, literally non-stop. It's continued, and it's still going to continue over the next few days since last Sunday. Which is actually, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. I just stay inside. I just don't even bother going outside, except when I have to take the dogs out. But I had some friends that were visiting here for the very first time, and they thought it was miserable. And, well, I mean, we're expected, of course, to get a little bit more of it because it is, well, the time of year. The time of year where everything is damp and cold and just blech. Yeah, just blech. What was the other thing? Well, our Facebook page, by the way, just do a search for PCJ Media and PCJ Radio and Facebook. Click on join the group, and that's all you need to do. Something that we've been doing on Happy Station now for the past 2 months is we've been featuring some very popular big band music and big bands of the 20th century. And the first one we did was, let me think now, it was Glenn Miller, there we go. And the second one that we did last month was on Duke Ellington. Well, a listener of ours and owner of a partner station of ours in Belleville, Illinois, Carl Blair, had a suggestion for us. I'm tripping over suggestion. A suggestion for us. And no, it's not that kind of suggestion. Well, maybe he thinks that privately. Nobody had a suggestion for us. And Carl, guess what? We are going to feature on the next one that we do, next tribute to the big bands and orchestras, we're going to be featuring the artist that you suggested. See, I can't say it. This is the problem with recording so early in the morning. We are going to feature that artist in the next installment of that series that we're doing later on this month. I'm not going to announce it yet. We'll keep it under our hats until the day that we say what it is. Oh, this is going to be a long hour. That's the only thing I could say. I'm already on my third cup of coffee, and I still feel like I'm going to fall asleep at any point. So I think we should have something that will wake me up, hopefully. Here's Bonnie Tyler and Total Eclipse of the Heart here on Happy Station.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your
eyes. Turn around.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart. And I need you now tonight. And I need you more than ever. And if you only hold me tight, we'll be holding on forever. And we'll only be better.
A total eclipse of the heart.
Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark.
Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Total Eclipse of the Heart, Bonnie Tyler. You know, it's funny because today's music that we're featuring on the show is all from the 1980s. And it's amazing how sometimes you can hear a song and it'll spark a memory in you, a very unusual memory that maybe you hadn't thought of for years. And this is what happened when I started listening to this CD when I received it. Because most of the music, or actually I should say not most, but all of the music that we have today, I remember buying as singles when they first came out. And it's funny how you remember prices and store locations and where things were in the store that you went to. There was a music store that I used to go to a long time ago. They're no longer around. They were called Discus. And they had one section near the main counter that had all the singles. It had all the top 40 singles and then a lot of other stuff as well. And I remember going there and spending sometimes an hour just going through every single thing. And there were some unusual finds that I found there, which was very strange. Things like a reissue 45 of Tiptoe Through the Tulips, a new pressing, mixed in with the top 40 stuff because Tiny Tim was near, say, John Titor or something like that. But anyway, the prices, it was the prices that I remember. It was $2.29 for a 45 RPM. And not too long, probably around the late 1980s, early 1990s, they started issuing single cassettes, which I absolutely deplored. I thought it was the dumbest thing. They sounded like absolute rubbish. And they were saying, oh, you know, the cassettes, this is the way things are going, and single cassettes are going to be perfect and everything. And I remember thinking, okay, fine, well, I'll buy one. And I bought one, and I still remember the song. The song was called She's Homeless by Crystal Waters. And if you've never heard the song before, it is just... Crystal Waters is a very talented artist. She's very talented, but this song is just highly annoying because the chorus is la-da-dee, la-dee, and singing it flat, I should add, is just absolutely horrendous. And I remember getting it and thinking, okay, well, I listened to it once, don't like it. I'm going to mail it to somebody, and I mailed it to Tom Meyer. And I mailed it to Tom because 2 weeks prior to me sending it, he would also mention that he heard this song driving to Radio Netherlands and didn't like it at all. And I thought, well, okay, fine. Then a week later, he mentioned it again. And I thought, well, okay, if he's mentioned it twice, maybe he secretly likes the song but won't admit to it. So I sent him a copy, which he played on the show. And the thing I remember about it is... I actually still have the receipt. I know that sounds loony to you, but I keep all kinds of things like that. Anyway, this box that I opened up with that single had all these receipts of 45 RPMs and a couple, I should say only a couple, of cassette singles that I bought. And I was looking at the price, and I'm like, okay, maybe this is why cassette singles really didn't catch on. The price was a little much. It was $5.99 opposed to less than $3. And the singles usually ended up selling better over a prolonged period of time than the cassette singles. The one that I do have that I listened to not too long ago sounds horrible now compared to the single version of the same song that I have. Anyway, funny things you remember. Strange, funny things you remember. All right, we're going to have some more music right now. We're going to take a listen to a single that I remember listening to over and over again. It's a fantastic song. Lionel Richie, formerly of the Commodores, with his big hit, All Night Long.
Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance.
yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Lionel Richie and All Night Long. The beginning of the show, I was telling you about the contest that we have for the 85th anniversary of Happy Station. You can find out, of course, all the details at our website, pcjmedia.com. I'm not going to go into it now. I told you about some activities planned. There is one activity that I didn't mention. It's a surprise activity. I don't want to give too much away, but I'll try to give you a clue. It's going to be a visit and a tour of a shortwave manufacturer. Yes? Which one, do you ask? I am not going to tell you. But maybe when we get closer to the date, I will. Okay, once again, you can find, of course, all the details at our website. Speaking at our website, by the way, we have something called the Happy Station Friendship Sponsorship Program for $10, $5, or $1. This lets us know what you think of the program. And for those people who sign up to that, we have another contest for some radios that we were giving away. We gave away three recently. We have some more that we're going to be giving away in the spring. It just costs $10, $5, or $1. It's the Happy Station Show Friendship Sponsorship Program. Just go to our website for the details. You can pay with PayPal, American Express, Visa, even Diner's Card, I think. Who uses Diner's Card anyway? I remember a few years ago at one radio station that I was at, we had an expense account if we were traveling. And for some reason, the finance department, I don't know what they were smoking on that day, but they gave us a diner's card for our expenses. And I think in 1 year, I was only able to use it like once or twice. So I would always use my own card and pay, you know, give receipts from things that I paid with cash. And they said, well, why don't you use the diner's card? It's easier because then we get the bill and yada, yada, yada. And I said, well, I would love to. The only problem is I said, look, I went here. They didn't accept diners. I went here. They didn't accept diners. I went here. They didn't accept diners. So effectively, you gave me a card which was totally useless. Eventually, down the road, they changed it because they realized not just myself, but other people were complaining about it as well. It was very silly. I haven't seen the diner's card logo anywhere, even here in Taiwan. If I think about it, I cannot think of any place that accepts diner's card, except for maybe the Hilton Airport Hotel, the Taiyuan Airport. But besides that, nowhere at all. Okay, time for more music. This song really represents the 1980s. It's a great song. Hopefully we'll get you going right now. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, Wham! Jitterbug. Jitterbug. Jitterbug.
Jitterbug. You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your love him starts. A jitterbug into my brain. Yeah, yeah. Goes to bang, bang, bang till my feet do the same. But something's bugging, something ain't right. My best friend told me what you did.
Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Oh, right. Something I haven't given out for quite some time, and that's our snail mail address, because there's those who still like to write by snail mail. It is an art. It's a dying art form. The idea of taking a quill, I know that's silly, but taking a pen, putting it on a piece of paper, just regular paper, and writing in. Our address is PCJ Radio, Attention Happy Station Show, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Sanmin Road, Section 1, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. I should also mention, by the way, the area that we're located in of Taipei, Banqiao, which was a district for many years. We had a name change earlier this year. Now we're in officially, and I'm making quotations with my fingers, new Taipei City. It went from Taipei County to Taipei County Banqiao, and now it's new Taipei City. Basically what happened is they took some of their surrounding areas and made one, which I have to say is a godsend, because the way it was before, it was a little bit annoying. There was like maybe two different fire departments, two different police departments, two, three, four, five, six different public works departments. So now they've just made it into one, and it's a lot more efficient than it used to be. So thank heavens for that. And there were some areas, a friend of mine who doesn't live too far from here, he had a problem because his house was sort of on the border between Taipei County, Banqiao, Taipei County, and Taipei City. And there was some public works issues that he had, and he contacted them, and both departments from two different cities couldn't agree on who should go and fix it. That's how a bit of a bureaucratic nightmare it was. And I suppose, of course, that kind of thing happens everywhere, and it probably does. So now that that's fixed, he doesn't have that problem anymore, and nor do a lot of other people. And they actually went around, it was funny, they went around changing the signs, and it was done so quickly. You went to bed, say, in Banqiao. You woke up the next morning, you were in Taipei City. That's how fast the change was done. Anyway, if you didn't have time to write down our address because I said it too fast, you can find it at our website, pcjmedia.com. Time for another song. This is our last song for today. It's Whitney Houston, and I Want to Dance with Somebody. Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. Well, you know what? We've actually come to the end of this week's show. Before we begin, I want to remind you again of what's coming up on this weekend's edition of Media Network Plus, heard on fine partner stations around the world and on the World Radio Network. My special guest is Bob Zanotti, and we're going to be talking about the ITU and then a special report, I should say, on the troubles facing Australia's 24-hour news channel, Australia Network. And of course, as always, Dan Hensley with this week's propagation report. You can find, of course, all the details at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. And of course, if you go to our website, you can hear all of the other programs that we have, like we said, Media Network, Nash Holos, Friendly Fridays, Happy Station, and everything else. So check it out and also get the details for the contest that we have that opens, by the way, very soon on Monday, November the 14th. Is it Monday, November the 14th? I think it's the 14th. Kevin, can you hold up that calendar so I can take a look at it? Yes, it is. The contest for the trip to Taiwan begins Monday, November the 14th. I do have a calendar with me, but it's from 2009. We have to get rid of it, I think, at some point. Anyway, on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer, this is Keith Perron saying so long, take care, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.